This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers urge government to ensure safety of Nepalese amid India-Pakistan tension. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire calls government's attention towards security of Nepali citizens. Government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year to be presented for decision in the House of Representatives meeting on 11th of May. CPN-UML issues whip to its lawmakers to vote in favour. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba says final preparations underway for the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambad. And US confirms plan for private firms to deliver Gaza aid despite UN alarm. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to the growing tension between India and Pakistan, stressing the need to ensure the safety of Nepali citizens in both countries. Speaking during Zero Hour in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, lawmakers urged the government to focus on border security and the protection of the Nepalese, particularly migrant workers in India and students in Pakistan. They also called for timely rescue measures if necessary. Responding to the concerns, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire issued a ruling to the government to remain alert and make necessary security arrangements. He stressed the importance of safeguarding all Nepali citizens in the region and preparing for any potential fallout from the conflict. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a statement yesterday saying it is in regular contact with Nepali students in Pakistan and the Nepali embassy in Islamabad. The ministry urged students and their families to reach out for assistance if needed. The Nepali embassy in India has also asked the Nepalese to stay alert, locate nearby services, emergency services, and follow security protocols issued by Indian authorities, and has requested that to contact the Nepali embassy in Delhi and the Consulate General of Nepal in Kolkata for any assistance. In a related development, Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav met with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at Balwata yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Srivastav briefed the Prime Minister on recent developments following a terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd. Prime Minister Oli reportedly assured that Nepal would not allow its territory to be used against any neighbouring country. President Ramchandra Podil has said the realm of law and justice has a significant responsibility to build a just society in Federal Democratic Republic governance system. At a special program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of Law Day 2082, President Podil mentioned that the Constitution has adopted a Federal Democratic Republic system, freedom of citizens, fundamental rights, human rights, as well as an independent, impartial and competent judiciary. Likewise, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut said the Supreme Court has witnessed remarkable progress in the adjudication of law of late. Speaking during a program organized on the occasion of the 73rd Law Day yesterday, Chief Justice Raut vowed to make effective the adjudication with the enforcement of the 5th Five-Year Strategic Plan, ensure citizens' access to justice, promote public trust in the judiciary, and expand technology in the judiciary. The Law Day is observed every year on Baisakh 26, commemorating the day of the establishment of the Pradhan Nyayalaya or the Chief Court on Baisakh 26, 2009, Bikram Sambat. The ruling party, CPN-UML, has issued a whip to all its lawmakers to vote in favour of the policies and programmes brought by the government for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. Issuing a whip, CPN-UML Parliamentary Party's Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola urged all the lawmakers of CPN-UML to be physically present in the decisive meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 11th of May and cast a vote in favour of the government's policies and programmes. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, EDCD, has urged for adoption of precautions against dengue given the increased risk of its spread with the start of the rainy season. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, head of the division's vector-borne disease control section, said there is a risk of an outbreak of dengue due to the rainfall that occurred a few days back. According to Dr. Dahal, 968 dengue cases have been reported since 1st of January to date and have spread in 76 out of 77 districts in the country in 2024. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has said the government is in the final stages of preparation for the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambar 2025. Speaking at a meeting of the Sagarmatha Dialogue Management Committee held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Dr. Rana said the ministry is working to establish the dialogue as a significant and effective international forum for Nepal. The event is scheduled to take place in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18. Highlighting the purpose of the dialogue, Minister Dr. Rana said Sagarmatha Sambad aims to serve as a global platform for serious discussions on climate change and its regional and global impacts. She said the initiative seeks to bring together communities, scientists, policymakers, mountaineers, world leaders and international organizations affected by climate change. According to the ministry, high-level representatives from around 24 countries and more than 50 international organizations have confirmed their participation in the forum. Now on to an international news update. The United States has confirmed that a new system for providing humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza through private companies is being prepared as Israel's blockade continues for a third month. The U.S. Ambassador to Israel said the distribution centers protected by security contractors would provide food and other supplies to over a million people initially as part of an effort to prevent Hamas from stealing aid. He denied Israel would take part in aid delivery or distribution but said its forces would secure the center's perimeters. It comes as details emerged from about the controversial plan which UN agencies have reiterated they will not cooperate with because it appears to weaponize aid. Since early March, Israel has cut off all supplies from reaching Gaza, including food, shelters, medicine and fuel, leading to a humanitarian crisis for its 2.1 million residents. The Gaza war was triggered by Hamas-led attacks on southern Israel on 7th October 2023, which saw about 1,200 people killed and more than 250 taken hostage. Some 59 are still held captive, up to 24 of whom are believed to be alive. Now the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds along with the partial influence of water vapor rich air coming from the Arabian Sea, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, including Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province, while the weather will remain mainly clear to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly regions of the country, including Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province, and a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous region of the country today. There is also a possibility of windstorm at a few places in Madhes province, including Lumbini province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Lawmakers urge government to ensure safety of Nepalese amid India-Pakistan tension. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire calls government's attention towards security of Nepali citizens. Government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year to be presented for decision in the House of Representatives meeting on 11th of May, CPN-UML issues whip to its lawmakers to vote in favor. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says final preparations underway for the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambad. And U.S. confirms plan for private firms to deliver Gaza aid despite UN alarm. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.